Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Jim Larranaga has returned to the show on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, head coach of the University of Miami basketball program for over a decade. He revitalized college hoops in Coral Gables. None of us will forget. Even Crowder, who's a Gator, none of us will forget that magical Final Four run just a couple of seasons ago. So welcome back to the show, Coach. We missed you.
I missed you guys and really enjoy being on the air. I really appreciate Hawk you because I kept texting you, calling you, and asking you when you're going to bring me back. And then you hit me up at like 12:30 this afternoon and said, how about today at 3:30?
That's how we operate on this show. I always operate as if there's 20 seconds to go in the game and we got to come up with a new play. Did you?
Well, that's what you did because I was scrambling.
Were you?
I love listening. I was listening because you said Michael Jordan told a great story last night on the opening night, but I couldn't watch. I couldn't listen. I was at the University of Miami Law School speaking to the Citizens Board and the University of Miami Law School students and some alums. And so tell me, what's this great Michael Jordan story that he told?
I'm glad you asked. I will give you a very abbreviated version of it. Michael Jordan was being interviewed by Mike Tirico. And Michael Jordan, you know, for those my age, Crowder's age, your age, Michael Jordan was the NBA on NBC, right? I mean, he was the spine that kept it all together because he was the NBA back then. So he's part of the broadcasts in a very ancillary fashion. He's going to tell stories and do interviews. So Mike Tirico sat down with him last night, and Crowder maintains it was wildly uninteresting and that
terrible.
His eyes were closing. I grew up in Chicago, so I'm a giant Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is my athletic hero. Walter Payton, Michael Jordan, those are my two athletic heroes. I could listen to him say anything. But Mike Tirico asked him a story, and he said, when's the last time you've picked up a basketball? And he said, it's been years. I just don't pick up a basketball. And Mike Tirico said, why? And he said, well, you know what? I take that back. At the Ryder Cup, I got an Airbnb. And the owner of the Airbnb came by to take some pictures with his grandkids, and he has a basketball court out in the back. And he said, let me get a picture of you taking a free throw back here. And Michael Jordan said he was so nervous because he's Michael Jordan, and those kids want to see him make the free throw. And he said, I haven't picked up a basketball in years, and so I was nervous. I was legitimately nervous taking that shot. And Mike Tirico said, well, did you make the shot? And what did he answer, Crowder?
What did he say?
What do you think?
What do you think?
I know what he said. What do you think?
What do you think? And I thought it was a great story. I thought it was a great example of why Michael Jordan is a champion, a guy who will never be replicated, which is even in that instance, with a couple of kids watching, his drive to be perfect, to never fail, is unparalleled in anyone we've ever seen in sports. And I would submit to you, which I submitted to Crowder, I would submit that if he was in the backyard by himself with no one around, he'd be hesitant to shoot a free throw because he doesn't want to miss a free throw. And he knows as he gets older, he might miss a free throw in an instance where he wouldn't before. And I thought it was a great example of why MJ is the greatest of all time. Crowder just figured, Coach, get that story out of your arsenal. It's boring.
Coach, I've heard you tell 20 stories better than that. And I took the story as Michael shot a free throw in front of some rich kids. That's not a good story to me.
Hey, I spoke to the law school last night. I had 5 stories better than that.
That's a great story. How dare you?
Thank you. Michael Jordan, he went to that foul line. And his the level of confidence that guy has in himself, he says he was nervous. I think that's the part of the story because he wanted to make the story interesting. And he goes, oh, yeah, what do you think? That's because he knew before he ever launched. He'd probably been practicing for 3 or 4 hours.
Man.
And he didn't want to miss the shot in front of those kids.
You guys are so cynical. I'm surrounded by cynical people. How dare you all.
But how about game one, though? The OKC double overtime, KD having a very solid game, 23 points. Sengun, what did he have, 39?
He was a monster. I hadn't watched him play that much. He was a monster. Do you think you're watching two of the – and I know your son coaches for the Clippers. Are you watching the two class teams in the West there?
Well, I think they might be. I mean, Denver is also – my guy Bruce Brown is back with the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, you can't count Jokic out. He's, I think, the – best player in the NBA and has been for the last 4 or 5 years. So the West is loaded. I like my Clippers. My son's team has a lot of good veteran players. And sometimes veterans can really lead the way. Sometimes they're a little bit too old and they get banged up during the season. But why did LeBron sit out last night? You guys were talking about like
glutes. He's got a glute issue.
Sciatica.
What is he, 70 or what? That's my issue.
His booty hurts, Coach.
Yeah, well. I didn't get a chance to see it, but you know, the Lakers are in a situation with Doncic. He scores 43. He lights it up. But, you know, it's all going to come down to the NBA playoffs and who's healthy and who's not, you know. I watched the Heat against the Milwaukee Bucks, one of the first exhibition games, and they got Miles Turner now, the Bucks, to go along with Giannis. What a 1-2 punch at the 4-5 for them. So,
hey Coach, I wanted to ask you about the OKC or really SGA. I saw Ime Udoka cuss out Ahmad Thompson for trying to guard SGA. We know what he's going to do. He's going to go down on the left elbow. He's going to do all that jerky dribbling, and he's going to pull up mid-range. KD fouls him in, I think, double overtime to put him on the line to win the game. Is there like how do you coach to stop that? Because he's done it now to an MVP season, and I watched him last night come back game one, the same spot on the court, and continue to do it to win games.
Okay, this is something I said to my players every single day for almost 50 years. I was like, every single player that's ever played the game loves to block shots and will jump if they think they can block your shot. So what you should do, shot fake. Mm-hmm. And if you shot fake, that guy's going to jump. You create contact and you go to the foul line. And that's the best way to score the ball. You're by yourself. That's why they call it free, a free throw. You shoot the free throw. You make the free throw. And you thank the guy for fouling you. I could never understand when a player got fouled, he'd get angry at the defender. I'd be thinking, oh, thanks for fouling me. These are an easy 2 points for me.
SGA shot faked KD into fouling out last night.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way you play the game. You You control your defender. You got to be in control of yourself. Then you got to be in control of your defender. And if you're really one of the great players, you can actually control the other eight guys on the court with your ball handling and your passing. That's what Magic Johnson did. That's what Larry Bird did. And now you see guys like SGA. He's, you know, the next coming. He's a tremendous player.
What about the way the game has changed at the center position, Coach? You just talked about Joker. He's the best player, one of the best players in the league now for the past five seasons. We're looking at Chet Holmgren last night, who, sure, he's rim-running a little bit, and I think he put on some more size, but he's running around the perimeter. A lot of actions are being run outside on the perimeter for him. Şengün has that face-up game, but he can step out and knock down perimeter shots as well. Joker is a point guard, but he's 7-something, 300 pounds. He's lumbering down the floor. And then you look at a guy like Victor Wembanyama, who could be transcending the position. Do you like the way that the big man has changed from, you know, your era, where it was you got to have a post-up game, and you have to have the sky hook, and you have to have the dream shake in order to dominate the game as a big?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, there's no players like Kareem or Hakeem Olajuwon, Moses Malone, Kevin McHale. Those guys, they weren't out on the perimeter shooting threes. The NBA game, but even the college game now, has become five out. Everybody is a skilled player. Everybody's shooting threes. Everybody wants to be Steph Curry. And I'm like, you know, develop your own style, your own strengths, and make the game better for you. What too many guys are doing is they're taking on the persona of being a great perimeter player when they're only a very average perimeter player. And if you're 6'10 or 7 feet, or, you know, Victor Wembanyama, he can do a lot of things on the perimeter. But I would love to see some of these big guys develop into a Moses Malone or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or maybe the Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon. Those guys were unstoppable.
But Coach, wouldn't you not be able to keep up? Because if you get back to it, if let's say there's another Shaq born, Shaq was unstoppable in the paint. But if you're playing that 2-point game, and then you're playing the Warriors, who are playing the 3-point game. Isn't the math not going to work out for you?
No, I was a math major. I know exactly how the numbers work out.
So,
if I'm shooting 60% from two and I take 10 shots, how many points do I get? 60%, 6 out of 10, two-point shots.
51.
18.
What? How many?
12 points.
I went to okay. You. I went to you.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many guys they shoot 33% from three? So they shoot 10 of them, they get 9 points. Okay, if they shoot 40% from three, they only tie the 2-point shooter at 12 points on 10 shots. But the best way to score in high school, college, in the NBA, is get fouled, because you shoot a much higher percentage, especially the good shooters. They shoot such a high percentage from the foul line that it's almost automatic. And it used to be, I just talked to my former assistants about this. It used to be, to win a game on offense, you had to score 1 point per possession. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's every possession you average 1 point. Now it's 1.1. All the analytics say that in the NBA, if you only average 1 point per possession, you're losing.
Wow.
You got to be 1.1, 1.12, 1.15 to really be effective offensively.
Jim Larinaga.
The NBA is just starting. You got to get the tune in and watch the NBA on what is it?
NBC. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Jim Larinaga is going to join us every week during basketball season. We're going to have a lot more basketball to talk about. We're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to ask you real quickly, since the Heat opened tonight. When you were coaching, did you relish what Eric Spoelstra is going into this season with, which is expectations are nothing? Vegas has their win total at 37 for the season. Did you prefer entering a season under the radar, or would you prefer entering a season all eyes on you?
Well, in my mind, whether we were picked very, very high with high expectations, or the experts said we weren't going to be very good, my own personal feeling was, no, we're going to be good, and we're going to outshine a lot of the people who might be picked higher than us in the preseason polls. You have to be driven as a competitor to believe every time you take the court, you can and will have a chance to win that game. And so whether we were playing Duke, the number one team in the country, or we were playing someone in the non-conference that was not highly regarded, we knew we had to prepare to be the best we could be that night. And so the Heat, I'm cheering for them. You know, I love Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. Been following the Heat since I came to Miami. And Orlando is very good and very talented. So, you know, you just got to hope that your team plays as well as it can that night.
You never paid attention to preseason polls in college parlance. You never paid attention to preseason polls.
Oh, I always paid attention to them, and I used them in my favor. So if we were picked low, like the year we went to the Elite Eight, we were picked 11th in our league. And I just told the team, no one knows how good we are except us. We know we're really, really good. And we'll show the world how good we are once this season starts. When we were picked very high in the league, I would say, everybody knows how good we are, but understand this. That means we got a target on our back, and everybody's going to be shooting at us and giving us their best effort. For us to then stay up on top and to meet expectation or exceed expectation, we've got to be at our best, because we're like the Heat when LeBron and D Wade were here.
Jim Larinaga.
Hold on, I gotta ask, because to that point, I know what you're telling the team, because I, you know, coaches, you gotta get your team going. But you're up late at night watching film. Have you ever said, I gotta coach my tail off this season? Let me get deeper in my playbook, because we can't out talent people.
Oh, I said that no matter how good the players thought they were. I was like, these guys stink. I got to motivate them. I got to inspire them. I got to help them improve their skills. And oftentimes how you motivate yourself, how you prepare yourself, is then how you deliver those messages to the team. You know, people don't respect us. We got to show the world we're better than this.
That's the headline for the podcast, Solana. These guys stink. Yeah, who knows what he's referring to? Jim Larinaga.
Hey, thank you for bringing me back, guys.
Jim Larinaga, these guys stink.
Am I on next week?
You are on next week. Every Wednesday. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, Coach.
All right, because the college basketball season is just around the corner.
I know. We will be there before you know it.
We need to talk college hoops.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach L.
All right, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.